ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். When we perform all karmas, results will come. Results will come. Now results are two types. One is a material result and one is spiritual. Spiritual result is the purity of mind. And any person who does any work, material result also will come. And that material result should be shared with others. That's called dhanam. The yajna dhana tapa, these three words are very beautiful. Tapa is mobilization of resources. Yajna is utilization, channelization of those resources. And when the results come, distribution of them. Not go on hoarding for yourself only. That dhanam is an expression of gratitude, expression of love for everybody. Share that wealth with everyone. Then that's called, it's called dhanam. Each topic is very big. Only if you start thinking only about yajna alone, or dana alone, or tapa alone. Yajna, dana, tapa. Then japa. Then we call it japa. Japa is not only just mechanically, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram. No, sometimes what happens, some people do the Mahamantra. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare. And suppose they are told, you have to do 108 times, such a long, is not there a shorter mantra? Achai say, Om Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Or usme bhi to, Gayatri, 24 letters are there. It is still smaller. Om Namo Narayanaya. Is there any mantra shorter than that? Om Namah Shivaya. And one man was very interesting, he came to me and he said, if I do Om 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 Om, if I take the mantra and Om, I think that will be faster, Because Panchakshari also Om Namah, five letters are there. Om Namo Narayana Ashtakshari and Om Namo Bhagavate was 12 and the guy 24. I say Om Om is very nice. Om 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 Om. I told him that Om Mantra is most difficult. It's not Om 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 Om. I say. I think Om Namah Shivaya is okay. Hare Ram. See, one japa is right. This, we chant these different mantras and 108 times, that is all right. But japa means remembrance of God and feeling the presence of that. That feeling, that presence is important. I had heard that, Surdas Ji and Tulsidas Ji, they were contemporaries. एंड सूरदास जी ऐसे प्रज्ञा चक्षु आईज दैट व्हाट यू कॉल सी द विजन दैट वाज नॉट देयर एंड सूरदास जी वॉज एल्डर टू तुलसीदास जी एंड वॉज तुलसीदास जी वॉज कमिंग एंड नो बडी इन्फॉर्म्ड सूरदास जी बट ही हर्ड तुलसीदास जी इज कमिंग हाउ डू यू नो ही सेड सो मेनी पीपल से राम राम बट द वे तुलसीदास जी सेज राम उसमें कुछ राम है राम 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 एंड वन तुलसीदास जी से तुलसीदास जी हिमसेल्फ हैज सेड हाउ भरत जी यूज टू से राम राम नाम तो सब बोलते हैं दैट सच फीलिंग दैट वी दैट इट कम्स इन दैट फीलिंग दैट प्रेजेंस He's not completing the number only, but of course, end up at one stage, you want to complete our niyama and doing japa is very important. But that remembrance is required. And if with that is there, then japa means janmanaha pati, that which releases you from the very cycle of birth and death. Japaha. And also actually to focus that mind on one thing that also called japa. See, somebody wants to become a doctor. So he has to do japa, you know, constantly remember. I want to become a doctor. Doctor. Whatever you want. I want to become a millionaire, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire. Your goal constantly must be in front of you. Japaha. One japa is only a repetition of that name or mantra and all that. But more and more serious aspect of it is to feel that presence and awareness of that one goal. Tirtha. Now, Tirtha also, the very etymological meaning of the word tirtha is taranti anena iti tirtham. That with the help of which you cross over the samsara is called tirtham. Generally called tirtham is place of pilgrimage. Holy places of pilgrimage that we go as far as India is concerned. We say Chardham Yatra, Gangotri, Yamunotri, Badri, Kedar. Or go to Rameshwaram or Kailash Mansarovaram. Different people go different places also. That also is Tirtha Yatra, that side. But the greatest Tirtha is Satsang. Satsang. Tulsi Ramayana says, Jo Jaga Jangam Tirtha Raju Mudam Mangalamaya Santa Samaju. Saints and devotees of God, they are moving pilgrimages. Other tirthas are at one place. You have to go there. But Santa Mahatmas go everywhere. So, earlier, or the real tirtha is that even if you go to place of pilgrimage, you have to observe certain vows before that. Then you go there. And nowadays what we look for, which is the best hotel available there. But you know, which is the ashram, who is a great Mahatma there, to be with that Mahatma in their company, to serve and all that. Then that's called the real Tirtha, you will get it. So, you know, for the beginners, you know, all these words have got one simpler meaning. As you know, more and more advanced, then your very vision goes on changing about yajna, dana, tapa, tirtha. One very beautiful shloka about tirtha is there. the real Tirtha, where place of pilgrimage, when you go there, Tirthe, Tirthe, Nirmalam, Brahma Vrindam. The holy places of pilgrimage are such where great Mahatmas, they want to live there. Nirmalam Brahma Vrindam. And when the Mahatmas, you know, what happens in the presence of Mahatma? Vrinde, Vrinde, Tattva Chinta Anuvadaha. So they discuss what is the nature of truth, what is sadhana, how to realize and all that. That is their point of discussions. Vrinde, Vrinde, Tattva Chinta Anuvadaha. And if we just even sit there and attend to it, be in the presence of that satsang, whatever is going on, vade vade jayate tattva bodhaha. And in that discussion, you even just sitting, even listening to that, their samvad, knowledge of truth happens in your heart, because Shravanam is a great means of knowledge. And bodhe bodhe bhasate chandrachudaha. And when that bodha takes place, knowledge takes place, then in every thought of your mind, chandrachuda means Shiva Bhagwan. The Shiva Bhagwan is saguna roop. And Shiva Nirguna Atma Swarup, that Atma Swarup shines forth. That is called Tirtham. Tirthe, Tirthe, Nirmalam Brahma Vrindam, Vrinde, Vrinde, Tattva Chinta Anuvadaha, Vade, Vade, Jayate, Tattva Bodhaha, and Bodhe, Bodhe, Vasate Chandrachudaha. Pratibodha Viditam Matam, that's what Keno Pishad also said. Tirtham. Then, where is samsara? Jnate Tattve Kaha Samsaraha. When the truth is known, where is samsara? Samsara. Gone. Okay, vrata. Vrata means taking a vow. Vratam. Now, we take this vow, you know, of fasting on every one day of the week, or sometime Navratri time, or Shivratri, or Ekadashi. That's also called vratam. You do fasting and all that. It's also a vow. But higher nature of vow is to abide in this knowledge. Dhravrataha, that word comes even in the Bhagavad Gita. And there Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, Dhravrata means evam eva paramartha tattvam na anyatha iti nishchayaha. The dhrida nishchaya, that paramatma tattva is this and not anything else. That nishchaya should be there, abidance, that is called a vratam. So all these are means, okay, pointed out. Yadnyo danam tapaschaiva japastirtham vratastatha. So understanding this is very important. Sometime only very superficial understanding we have got. And that we do in the beginning, it is all right, you know. But afterwards, we have to rise above that. Go beyond also. In the beginning, you have to study even maths and all that, you know. There is if you have got 3 oranges and then you get 5 oranges, then how many you have got? But afterwards, there should not be a need of oranges, no? you should learn that and drop that orange on all that. But the child was asked, if you have got 3 mangoes, and if you get 5 more mangoes, how many you have got? I don't know. Because I studied only if oranges are there, I can tell you. If you bring mangoes, I don't know. Useless. What kind of thing are that? You still holding on to orange? See, the beauty of this sadhana is such that you take sadhana and that you rise above, and the earlier the aspect, that you drop. The essence is not dropped, but just go on higher and higher. Either you say higher and higher, or say deeper and deeper, you know. More advanced. Now, somebody. Yajna, dana, tapa, japa, tirtha, vrata, all that. That's all. There is no other sadhana. Huh? Nowadays you have got options, you know, many options are there. So only these are options. Even one, if you do, you know, you will understand. If one do properly with proper understanding, even one will be very good. Like, you know, for our bath, for washing clothes, so many soaps are there, detergent powders are there and all that are there, no? You don't have to bring all of them. But even one you bring and use properly, that is enough. Now, even one vrata I have taken for. But if you abide in that, what result you will get? Right. But anyway, no. Is there any other? You know, you should they show it to me, you know. Then I may consider of taking any one of them or anything. Which is the best? Or any other that is there? Now we'll see. Vichara sadhanam shreshtam. Varne tetra yathamati. Mahatvam tasya vai proktam. Krishnena svayamevahi. All this we have seen, yajna, dana, tapa, all this that is there. Vicharaha sadhanam shreshtam. Vichara means right thinking. Vichara means inquiry. Enquiry with the help of right means, valid means of knowledge. So, vicharaha, enquiry, vichara means right thinking. See, just now we saw yajna, dana, tapa, your right understanding of every word is necessary or not. That also is vichara only. Otherwise, mechanically we will go on doing without inquiring what exactly it is. And if you just go on doing mechanically, and then what happens, you know? But nothing has happened, you know. Because the true nature of that sadhana also is not understood. So there also inquiry. But here some more and more serious aspect of that. So therefore, vicharaha means inquiry into the nature of truth with the right means of knowledge is what is important. Otherwise, also simple meaning of vichara means right thinking. There is a very, very famous shloka in our Panchadashi Vedanta book. Avichara kruto bandhaha. Vicharena nivartate. Our bondage is due to lack of right thinking. Therefore, when the right thinking happens, the bondage disappears. देयरफॉर विचारः साधनं श्रेष्ठं द बेस्ट द मोस्ट एडवांस्ड मीन्स ऑफ मनःशुद्धि इज विचार वर्णेते यत्र यथामति हियर द बेस्ट ऑफ माय नॉलेज आई डिस्क्राइब हियर बट व्हाई डू यू से दैट विचारः साधनं श्रेष्ठं फ्रॉम वेयर डू यू गेट दैट आइडिया महत्वं तस्य वै प्रोक्तं कृष्णेन स्वयमेव हि भगवान श्री कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ हैज स्पोकन अबाउट द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ दिस पाथ ऑफ एनक्वायरी नॉलेज ओ भगवान श्री कृष्ण हैज सेड यस वेयर Somewhere, no, don't say somewhere and all that. You must tell where he has said that. You know, whatever, sometimes when they don't remember, someone has said, or who is that someone? Somewhere it is said. What is that where? So you say, Bhagavan Sri Krishna has spoken about the importance and greatness of this path. Vicharaha. Where he has said, because there is evidence, give me proof. So next shloka is the statement of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, taken from the fourth chapter of the Gita. Nahi jnanena sadrisham. पवित्रमिह विद्यते बहवो ज्ञान तपसा पूता मद्भावमागताः नहि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रमिह विद्यते तत्स्वयं योग संसिद्धाः कार्येनात्मनि विन्दति So the second line I have noted, and bahavo jnana tapasa, it will come very soon. Now you are studying fourth chapter. Bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhava magata. So in the first line, nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram iha vidyate. Iha in this world, jnanena sadrusham, like knowledge, pavitram, a purifier, na vidyate is not there. There is no purifier like knowledge. That means knowledge is the highest one. Jnanayatnya. Knowledge purifies. Yes, when you go to Tirtha Yatra, you do the Japata, there are also purifiers. In the world of purifiers, there is no purifier like knowledge. That's the highest. Nahi jnanena sadrusham pavitram eva vidyate. And other place Bhagavan said, bahavo jnana tapasa puta madbhavam agataha. Bhagavan says, bhavaha, many seekers, putaha, purified, jnana tapasa, by the penance of knowledge. Knowledge, inquiry itself is penance, tapaha. See, tapo world has got many, one is the physical aspect of that, no, we do tapas, like fasting, this, that, that's a physical aspect. But the tapo world also used in the meaning of thinking. Tap alochanayam. Single-pointed thinking also is called tapas. And you know, some people, if physically work they have to do hours together they can do. But when it comes to very deep thinking, they get tired very soon. Very soon. And that also focused concentrated thinking and all that, very difficult. That's why in all so many kinds of executive committee meetings and all that also, they put some notebook and pencil, so they go on drawing pictures there. They don't pay attention to what is going on. They get tired also, bored also. And I think we should have a tea break or something in between. And I realize one more meaning of the word meeting. Meeting is a present continuous tense. It never ends. All meetings are such, they never end. And the last item here, we'll meet again. Old Swami, they get very, very, very concentrated thinking, get so tired and all that. Tapas hai wo tapas. Bahavaha, many seekers, jnana tapasa, that is instrumental case. By the penance of knowledge, writing, putaha, purified, and Bhagavan says, the result of that purification, madbhavam agataha. Bhagavan says, they became one with me. Are, what a wonderful thing. Bahavo jnana tapasa, puta madbhavam agataha. So since vichara is the shrestha sadhanam, therefore, etat bhagavato vakyam, swatmashuddhaika siddhaye, vicharyate maya samyak, shrir harir me prasidata. Etat bhagavato vakyam. This statement of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, that there is no purifier like knowledge, and many seekers have come to my being through the penance of knowledge. So, therefore, this sentence is very important. Etat bhagavato vakyam vicharyate maya samyak. So, therefore, now I think on this statement. What is this right thinking? For what you are thinking? Svatma shuddhyaika siddhayam. In order to accomplish, gain this purity of mind, I think now. I try to understand what is the meaning of jnana tapas, what is this vichara sadhana. And in this effort of inquiry, Sri Harir me prasidatam. May the Sri Hari Bhagwan be gracious towards me and shower his grace. Now here, I don't mean only I, but we all together were inquiring. So invoking God's grace, we'll think. Some ideas we have already thought about, but what is this vichara? That will seem more and more, step by step. Sri Hari is with us, so we don't have to hurry, H-O-R-R-Y. His grace, with his grace and blessings, will continue. Okay? Sing the name of the Lord. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol, Govind Madhav Govind. Madhav Govind Bol, Keshav Madhav Govind Bol, Keshav Madhav Govind Bol, Keshav Madhav Govind Bol. मुकुंद माधव गोविंद मुकुंद माधव गोविंद हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल केशव माधव गोविंद बोल मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि हरि बोल मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल गोविंद बोल गोविंद बोल गोविंद श्री कृष्ण चंद्र भगवान की जय श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।